Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Well, good Tuesday evening to you, and welcome to the national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. Of course, I am Shayla Thornton, and I am honored that you've opted to join us live this Tuesday night. It is January the 24th, 2017, and welcome to a brand new week and a brand new year, 2017. Now, there is a lot in store for you for tonight's show, and hopefully you will stay informed. Now, this year we have new programming for you that continues to be refreshing and innovative. So you want to stay with us. And please continue to tell your family, friends, or colleagues about this national award-winning show. If this happens to be your very first time tuning in, welcome. And hopefully you will be impressed to return again soon. Let's Talk America with your host, Shayla Thornton Radio Show, is an award-winning radio program that offers news talk for every single member of your household, regardless of age or generation. We aim to keep you informed of those trending news stories. We've had the amazing opportunity to be on air for 3 years, and there we've presented exclusive interviews with leading experts and celebrity guests and advocates on so many topics that happen to include health, law, politics, education, business, finance, music, pop culture, and so much more. And believe it or not, we consider ourselves just getting started. We have more programming for you. And we always keep it professional and objective. Now, Let's Talk America Radio is airing now, and I would please ask that you use the hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, on your favorite social media outlet. Perhaps it's Facebook, it's Instagram, it's Snapchat. Whatever it is, use hashtag LTA Radio. Let others know that you are tuned in, okay? And it's also an easy way for us to find you out there on social media, and we do follow back. Well, we do have a brand new website, and there you can connect with us on any social media outlet that you prefer, even if it's Google Plus or Pinterest, okay? Our website is easy to remember, and it's newly created, so you're going to love it because it's easy to navigate. It's ltaradio.com. Again, visit our newly created, newly designed website, ltaradio.com. Well, tonight we have an impressive show, a lineup that is diverse in its content, okay? We're in 2017, and let's address the issues that matter to you. Now, 2017 should be a time of great joy, right? Yet sometimes stress and overindulging can become a very real problem. Does someone you love and care about have signs of an alcohol-related disorder? Well, the one and only Dr. George Koob returns to the show, and of course, he's the director of the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, and he's also an internationally recognized expert on alcohol and addiction in general. He joins me tonight to discuss how to recognize the signs of an alcohol problem and effective ways to get help, okay? Please message someone right now. Of course, these topics concern us. Maybe it's not you yourself, but maybe it's a cousin, a friend, it's a coworker. Our lives certainly matter, and we have to address the real issues to find solutions. Now, we also speak to the one and only Dr. Lisa Madison, and maybe you realize that Folic Acid Awareness Week just occurred, and for millions of women thinking about or trying to have a baby this year in the near future, there's an important checklist to focus on for preconception health. Now, she, of course, Dr. Lisa Madison, joins us, and she is a very well-known gynecologist, women's health specialist, and she's going to discuss everything women should know about the role of folic acid in preventing neurotubercle defects, okay? This is a very timely health segment for many out there. And lastly, we sat down a few weeks ago during the holiday season with the one and only Chassie Post, who is best known for her appearances as a guest on nationally television shows such as The Today Show and Good Morning America. She talked with us about dress up and makeup and style for those much anticipated parties or other events. You're going to love this interview. All right, everyone. So we are set to deliver news that matters, okay? And we're going to, of course, we always bring in those leading experts and celebrity guests and advocates that know a lot about those topics, okay? And they share their perspective. Well, Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is on now. It is Tuesday night. Go ahead and use your smartphone device and message any of your friends, your family, your colleagues, even your next-door neighbor, and let them know that LTA Radio is broadcasting now. Now, of course, you know we love timely news, great talk, and phenomenal music. And tonight, I'm so excited for this world debut here on the program, Tremaine Hopkins. His new single is out, and we will air it tonight on the show. That's towards the conclusion of the program, and it's not a very long show tonight, so you'll want to stay with us throughout the entire broadcast. Of course, our signature In the News will air next, and that's where we highlight the top trending news of the hour. And it's been a busy hour, everyone. Well, let's get ready. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is on now. We offer news, talk, and music. Stay with us.
I'm not a survivor just because I lived through the attempted murder on my life. I'm a survivor because in spite of the attempted murder, I never gave up. This is Sherry Graves, author, inspirational speaker, and CEO of Beyond Your Scars. I'm very excited to partner with Shayna Thornton, host of Let's Talk America. For 25 years, I've lived with second and third degree burn scars covering 30% of my body and a house fire that was set to kill me. Now, that flame continues to burn as my living testimony. I invite you, I challenge you to join my Embrace Your Scars and Redefine Your Beauty Experience campaign. I really need your help to spread the word that there is beauty in the deepest places of our scars. My mission is to set a new trend that will spread throughout the world. Connect with me on my website, www.sherrygraves.com, where you can also purchase my tell-all book, A Fire Within, Someone Set a Fire and Left Me for Dead, inspired by my true life story. And stay tuned for the debut of my Beyond Your Scars YouTube channel and blog. As a licensed clinical social worker, I offer personal development keys at my seminars, keys that help transform how I feel about myself. Now, I'm sharing these same keys to empower you to feel better about yourself. As a survivor of sexual assault, domestic violence, and attempted murder, I represent women and men all around the world. If you are looking for a speaker, someone who not only works in my professional career with survivors of abuse, but because of my own personal experiences with these same victimizations, my passion is to share love, hugs, and education in support of your organization. Email me at s1graves@msn.com to join my campaign and simply say, Shay, I want to be a part of keeping the flame burning. Thank you, God, for healing my deepest wounds, transforming them, and redefining what true inner beauty is to me. Now, I dare you to embrace your scars. I'm Sherry Graves. Love you. As always, stay blessed. Thank you.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Welcome back, everyone. You are tuned in to your national award-winning family news talk program, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton. As every show, I would like to thank all of our national sponsors and partners. Your support truly is priceless. Now, if you're listening to my voice and you happen to be with a for-profit organization or nonprofit, and you are looking for innovative ways to collaborate with a national radio talk show, please shoot us a quick email. The quickest way is to use email admin@ltaradio.com. LTARadio.com. Send us a quick email at admin@LTARadio.com, and we would love to discuss different advertising and marketing options with you. Also, I'd be remiss if I did not thank our weekly listeners. Thank you for tuning in to us. Many of you listen to us live, and yet many of you go back and listen to the replay podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, or SoundCloud, or even Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening to our programming and telling your family, friends, and colleagues about us. We will continue to need you in 2017 and beyond. Well, everyone, it is now time for our signature In the News, and this is where we highlight the trending news of the hour, okay? Now, if this is your very first time, do know that we aim to keep you informed in mere minutes with our segment In the News. Also, we quick housekeeping note, we have collaborated with the one and only SCB TV Channel 182 on the Charter Network out of Georgia. There you can watch our televised edition of In the News. Now, if you're thinking, Shane, I live in San Jose, California, I'm not in Georgia, no worries, of course. We have the World Wide Web that allows you to access that video footage from anywhere in the world. The quickest way to find that video footage is to go to LTARadio.com. Visit LTARadio.com and click on Vimeo link, which is on every single page of the website. And from there, you will be led to our Vimeo website. Thanks for all of the support, everyone. Well, let's kick off In the News for this week, and it's been a busy one. It is January the 24th, 2017. In the news, the 45th U.S. president officially takes office. Now, this past Friday, January the 20th, Donald Trump was sworn in as the 45th U.S. president. Now, according to Nielsen ratings, an estimated 31 million people tuned in to watch Donald Trump's presidential inauguration in the nation's capital. The actual attendees of the inauguration has been disputed, with the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, saying it was, quote unquote, the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. Now, other sources, including multiple crowd scientists and photographers, dispute the claim, suggesting the crowd was much smaller than what the White House announced. Now, White House advisor Kellyanne Conway stated in a recent televised interview with NBC News that the White House press secretary was presenting, quote unquote, alternative facts. President Trump complained about media reports covering the size of his inauguration crowd during a visit to the CIA headquarters on Saturday. Now, this week, the president is very busy. For instance, he's already signed several executive orders, one ending the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. In the news, deadly storms hit the nation. It is being reported that around 41 tornadoes ravaged through the southern states over the weekend, causing 20 people to die and multiple buildings to be destroyed. Tornadoes were reported here in Georgia and in Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina. 15 Georgians lost their lives in South Georgia due to the storms. Now, according to Georgia Power, more than 5,000 customers statewide were without power. We will keep you posted as more details emerge. A very tragic situation in South Georgia. And finally, in the news, historic Women's March. The 2017 Women's March brought more than 1 million people out to protest across the nation over the weekend. Now, the massive protests, which were seen by some as a stand against Donald Trump's presidency, took place in Washington and around the globe, including Africa and Europe. Now, organizers say the march was intended to bring awareness to various women's issues. Celebrities such as Madonna, Amy Schumer, and Ashley Judd were in attendance. Now, according to reports, 100,000 people marched in Los Angeles, an estimated 400,000 people marched in New York, and 60,000 people turned out in Atlanta. And, of course, other cities as well had large marches. The world will watch to see where this movement goes next. Well, everyone, this concludes this week's edition of In the News. Of course, this is our signature segment where we keep you informed. Now, are you a news junkie or you simply like to stay informed? Well, join Let's Talk America Radio on Twitter. Our handle on Twitter is SS Thornton. Our handle on Twitter is SSTHORNTON. We share trending breaking news stories 24 hours a day. You'll want to stay with us. Well, we'll be back in mere seconds. We have our inspirational corner, and then we have an important and critical talk about alcoholism in the U.S. in 2017. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio, where we offer news, talk, and music.
Bold Favorite Magazine is the leadership lifestyle magazine highlighting bold people, organizations, and causes that inspire us to live fearlessly. Feature your business to our email list of 250,000 people all over the globe and on our engaged social media platforms. Bold Favor prides itself on pairing your business with empowering articles and profiles to ensure you are seen and appreciated by people who want to support you. And bonus, advertise with us to feature your product on television programs produced by our parent company at no additional cost. Visit boldfavormagazine.com or call 866-611-3753 to get started today. The future favors the bold. Be fearless.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now time for our Inspirational Corner, and this is when we highlight a very motivational statement that's intended to get you through the work week. Well, tonight, it's a very timely one for someone. It goes something like this. Helping one person might not change the whole world, but it could change the world for one person. Again, the quote is very simple, but yet powerful. Helping one person might not change the whole world, but it might change the world for one person. You know, a lot of times we hear great speeches where people talking about helping the masses, and that's okay and that's fine, but never devalue, never undervalue the power in helping one person at a time, okay? So don't think I have limited resources, I don't have the money to really help a lot of people. You never know what one kind gesture could do for someone, okay? So never, ever forget that. Make a difference. You have one life. Make it phenomenal. Where in a few minutes, we're going to talk about living productive, and we're also going to talk about getting rid of things that don't belong in your life, such as addiction. The one and only Dr. George Koob joins me tonight in mere seconds to talk about something that is very real in America today. It's alcoholism. Perhaps are you suffering from it? Do you have a family friend? Or maybe it's not alcoholism, but you know something's not right when it comes to you and drinking. Well, he's going to join us in mere seconds. Stay with us. Message family, friends, and colleagues. This topic concerns someone you know. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio.
So far from you.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com/gospel singer. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Now, you know, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those critical issues that concern you and everyone in your household. And you know what? We just came off of the holiday season. It's 2017, and we are celebrating. But sometimes the stress or overindulging can have its issues. Now, looking back, consider that someone you love may have had signs of an alcohol-related disorder. I'm no expert on this, but I'm so excited right now and honored to have Dr. George Koob back on with us. As you may recall, he's the director of the NIAAA, National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism here in the U.S., and he's on tonight to spotlight all of this. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to have you back on. Now, what I'm not excited about are some of the issues that concern a lot of our listeners right now, right? Approximately 15 million U.S. adults ages 18 and older have an alcohol use disorder. Dr. Do you think the people living with it, or maybe a partner right now or spouse who's listening to us tonight on the radio, do you think they are able to recognize there's an issue?
Well, in many cases, no. The short answer is, I mean, it's very difficult to recognize alcohol use disorders, especially at the beginning stages. We tend to think of alcohol use disorders now as a spectrum from low risk to moderate risk to high risk. And I might add that we just collaborated with HBO on a documentary called Risky Drinking that illustrates those points very well, and it's being shown on HBO. But I think that, you know, the early signs could be as subtle as, you know, only going to parties where alcohol is being served. Ranging to, doing all the football games while drinking, to a little less subtle where every time you drink, you're getting in a fight with a family member or a friend or something of that nature.
You know, but I want to throw in a real component here, Doctor.
a lot of people are listening to you, and they're saying, yeah, but how can it be that bad at all? After all, it's legal. After all, it's everywhere I go to. A lot of times that family functions. To me, it seems like the lines would get blurred if they're saying, but if I had a problem, the product seems easily available.
Well, yeah, it is. 70% of Americans drink, and most drink responsibly, truthfully. I mean, it's about 14% of our population gets into trouble. But it's the individuals who are getting into trouble. We'd like to try and get them out of trouble as early as possible, because then it doesn't escalate into what you consider a moderate to severe alcohol use disorder, or what we used to call alcoholism.
Wow. Now, we hear all about solutions here on Let's Talk America Radio. If someone thinks that a family, friend, maybe it's a partner, may have a problem with alcohol, what are some of the key things they can do to really help?
Well, there are two things that we recommend off the top. One is that we have a website called rethinkingdrinking.niaaa.nih.gov. Now, that's a lot, so just Google rethinking drinking as one word, and it'll come up. We also have on our website a treatment guide that will help people see what's available out there. So that's one step. The second step is to consider visiting your primary care doctor, or having your loved one visit the primary care doctor, get that physical, that annual physical. And, you know, an enlightened doctor is going to see if there are changes in behavior, changes in liver enzymes that may be indicative of a growing problem. So those are two approaches that one can take off the top.
I know you're an expert, and many people that I've ran into will say, well, they had an uncle that drank heavily, or maybe it was a father or a mother. Is alcoholism, or the propensity to have a problem with alcohol, is that perhaps related to genetics?
Absolutely. There's a high genetic loading to alcohol use disorders. If your parents were diagnosed with an alcohol use disorder, you have a fourfold, fivefold more likely probability of ultimately having an alcohol use disorder yourself. I mean, it's not predestined, all right? I mean, you can take steps to get around that kind of vulnerability, but there's definitely a vulnerability. The other sign that's a vulnerability is those individuals who can, when they're young, drink everybody else under the table, that they seem to have this inherent tolerance, and that's another telltale sign of a potential vulnerability to alcohol use disorders. Now, it doesn't mean that you're destined to be, you know, to have an AUD, to have an alcohol use disorder. You know, both my parents had heart disease, but they both lived well into their 80s, and, you know, take steps, you know, to look, you know, I do everything I can to keep my ticker healthy.
Wow. You know, I want to bring something up. I just recently ran across a report where law enforcement was saying alcoholism and driving is still a big issue here in the U.S. And one extra component to it, to me, that would only continue to worsen it. They're saying they're starting to see alcohol mixed with other things, such as prescription pills or other illegal drugs, and people are drinking and driving with that. As an alcohol addiction expert, what's your take on that?
Yeah, no, that's a very serious issue, and they're absolutely correct. So we lose about 90,000 people a year to alcohol in a variety of forms, everything from DUIs to liver disease to accidents. And if you take alcohol with any other sedative-like drug, including prescription opioid drugs, you in technical terms, you shift the dose effect curve to the left. What that means is you become more sensitive to the deleterious, to the bad effects of alcohol. And you can actually end up killing yourself at a much lower dose than you would if you were just drinking alcohol. So it really is a serious issue, and I don't think Americans realize that if they're taking an anti-anxiety drug or a sleeping pill, or they're taking even an antihistamine, it can profoundly increase the sensitivity to alcohol.
I know treatment is very much available. Let's now spotlight some of the options out there. And I do want to bring up something that I've heard experts like yourself say. It may not be true for every person who suffers from an alcohol disorder, but a lot of times, is it still true that some people are choosing to mask perhaps another issue, some emotions that are going on? Is that probably why they're drinking, or could it be their part of it?
There are multiple treatment options. We have mutual support groups like Alcoholics Anonymous, 12-step programs, but there's also behavioral treatments with counselors, psychiatrists, clinical psychologists, and there are three medications approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of alcohol use disorders.
And right now, Dr. Cube, I want to put the spotlight on treatment options for alcoholism. I think we've all heard of stories where there were people that went into different treatment programs and often they've fallen off the wagon or they did not fulfill the goal, if you will, to stop drinking altogether. Are there some new treatment options or does every treatment option help everyone or are they custom fit?
Well, all of the above. I think the main point I'd like to make is that most Americans are not aware of what treatment options exist. So there are three medications that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of alcohol use disorder. Unfortunately, less than 10% of individuals with an alcohol use disorder get any one of these medications. Second, we have a vast array of behavioral treatments. They keep getting better, but
okay. They
can be administered by counselors, psychiatrists, clinical psychologists. They range from cognitive behavioral therapy to motivational interviewing to family therapy. And third, we have the mutual support groups like Alcoholics Anonymous, which is very effective if people participate, and other 12-step programs in other structures.
Any words before you leave us? Right now, we're going to wrap up. For someone listening in, and maybe they're going back and forth. Maybe they believe they have a problem with alcohol, but people are telling them this, or maybe it's someone in denial, but everyone seems to say there is a problem. Anything you would tell them right now if they're on the verge of knowing or trying to seek some sort of professional help?
Absolutely. Go to our website, Rethinking Drinking. You can Google it just as one word, Rethinking Drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you can find lots of information. It's an interactive site. You can find out how many calories, how much alcohol is in your favorite beverage. You can find out how many drinks lead to what blood alcohol level. You can find out what intervention programs exist, what kind of treatment programs exist. There are links to all of these things. It's really a valuable website worth just looking at, even if you have doubts, you know?
Yes. I love that. And for the one listening in, maybe it's their husband, maybe it's their sister or brother, they're trying to find a way how they can be some sort of moral support and encourage them to really get help with the problem.
Absolutely. And they can share this website with their loved ones. They can use a ruse of saying, you know, if you want to look up how many calories are in your favorite beverage, and there are lots of ways that, you know, but I think it's a good resource for people who were thinking about an intervention rather than the confrontational approach.
Wow, great information. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
You're most welcome. Thanks for the interest.
Do you want the youth in your life to be on the right financial path? Then please go and purchase my amazing, phenomenal book, Green is the Thing, Money Management for Kids. It is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble website. Also, please do not forget to hit me up on my social media. Go like me on Facebook at facebook.com/TyreekWynn fan page. Go follow me on Instagram at TyreekWynn_author. And go follow me on Twitter at TyreekWynnAuthor. And Tyreek Wynn is TyreekWynn.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Of course, here in the program, we put the spotlight on those issues that concern you or the people in your life. And, hey, is there a new baby in the future, perhaps for you or someone you love? Well, for women hoping to bring a little bundle of joy into the world this year, there are several things they can do to increase their chances of having a healthy baby. Now, I'm no expert at this, but here to explain the importance of prenatal preparation is a one and only, and we're honored to have her back on the show, Dr. Lisa Masterson, and of course she's OBGYN and former host of the very popular TV show The Doctors. Welcome back, Dr. Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. You're awesome.
We're honored to have you on. Now let's get right to it. You, of course, being an expert, why is it critical for a woman to talk to her healthcare provider before she even plans to get pregnant? Because, you know, many Americans say, well, no, they just talk to the partner or spouse and that works, right?
Yes. But it's really important to the health of the baby, and that's what we're talking about here. If you want to talk to your spouse, get in sync with them. But if you get a preconception consultation with your doctor, then you can really plan for the pregnancy. And if you have any individual needs or any things that need to be addressed before you get pregnant, a lot of people don't realize if they have disorders like thyroid disorders where their hormones are out of balance, that can actually cause birth defects. Or if they have diabetes and their sugar isn't in order, then that can also cause birth defects. So it's really important to go get your health checked out, but also to have your doctor do a personalized plan for you before, during, after pregnancy. If there's things you need to change in your lifestyle, like say you smoke or something like that, and you want to get them changed beforehand. But what we know that's really, really huge, and I think a lot of women are lacking information about this, is that folic acid can help decrease neural tube defects if a woman takes that before she actually gets pregnant, because neural tube defects actually occur really early in the pregnancy, maybe before a woman even knows that she's pregnant. So therefore, exactly. And actually, in reality, half the pregnancies in the United States are unplanned. So really, the CDC and a gynecologist are really trying to encourage, and I would say not even more than encourage, arm women with all women of childbearing age to take a multivitamin with folic acid, because that way, even if it's unplanned, they will, you know, have already, you know, decreased their risk of having a neural tube disorder in their baby just by taking a multivitamin with folic acid. My patients always are asking me, what's the best multivitamin? And really, it's one that has folic acid in it.
Okay, so it's important to have the folic acid. I know that's a big nutrient for you. Are there any other nutrients a woman should be informed of before she's planning to conceive a child?
Well, definitely, you know, the nutrients are going to change, you know, before, during, and after pregnancy. But during pregnancy, besides folic acid, which we think about for cell growth and things like that, you want to also think about is the cell growth of the baby as well. And that's where that plays into a factor. And so calcium, even we use calcium to build up our bones, you're putting those things in your body to build up your bones and tissue of your baby. So the calcium is very important. Also iron, because when you're pregnant, your blood volume doubles. So,
yes.
And that's where you support yourself, you support baby, and carries the nutrients. So iron is like really, really important. And so is vitamin B12. But the other thing in going back to neural tube disorder that a lot of women don't realize is they may be at even higher risk of having a neural tube disorder baby. So, and again, we can understand that if they come, you get that preconceptional counseling, because women with diabetes, women who are obese, women who have inflammatory bowel disorder or disorders of malabsorption, women who take seizure medicines or medicines that interfere with folic acid, they're at a higher risk of neural tube disorders and actually have to take a higher baseline of folic acid in order to decrease those neural tube disorders. And so that's why I'm thrilled today to be here with Dushane USA and be able to talk about Enterra-T Folic 5, because it has a higher dosage for those women who already have a high risk because of their family history, personal history, for neural tube defects.
Wow. And I know you eloquently explained what we need, and, of course, there are different products out there. And for someone, maybe it's her first kid or maybe it's her second, she hears all this and she goes, but when I go to this pharmacy, doctor, it's so many prenatal vitamins out there. But I guess you would say when you're talking to your own specific OBGYN, they'll be able to really guide you in that process of what's best for them.
Yeah, absolutely, because prenatal vitamins, as you hit on, there isn't one size fits all because women are different. So if you have nausea and vomiting in pregnancy, you may want an AM and PM dosing like Enterra-T because, they usually have smaller pills. Or you may want them to separate the calcium and the iron because that can cause stomach upset. Also, if you have a gluten intolerance or a lactose intolerance, you may want to make sure your prenatal vitamin is gluten-free or lactose-free. Or if you have religious dietary laws that you have to follow, then you need like certified halal or kosher. You need to make sure that those things are addressed. And, you know, that's why I love Enterra-T, because they really personalize their prenatal vitamins for the woman, thinking about what she needs during pregnancy. But if you talk to your doctor, they can definitely take these issues as your personal issues and try and help you find the best prenatal vitamin.
I love that. And, you know, a lot of the buzzword around pregnancy, doctor, of course, is women that may have some challenges of getting pregnant. Any of the nutrients that you named, could any of that sort of increase fertility or not necessarily?
Well, it's definitely going to help because it's going to help your body to maintain its health as well. I mean, if you take a multivitamin with folic acid, that's going to help your overall body's nutrition, making you strong, and that's going to, you know, help your chances as well.
I love it. And we're talking about the female, but before you leave, the males, the partners who help, of course, with babies in general, should they be getting checked out by their physician as well?
Well, you know what? I think men don't go to doctors, you know, as often as they should. And, you know, as far as sperm and getting pregnant, you know, if the partner should feel very open about going, and if he's concerned about, you know, a partner getting pregnant or he's older or something like that and wants to get himself checked out to make sure he's in good health to help, you know, because it's, you know, a third of fertility or infertility is actually a male factor. So in that regard of getting pregnant, I say definitely go get yourself checked out.
Wow, all the reason more. And what resources are available to help a woman or a man considering getting pregnant this year?
Well, at imparity.com, you can go and you'll get information not only about prenatal vitamins, but also about pregnancy just in general. So it's a great resource for women. But also, every woman should remember to consult with her healthcare provider or her OBGYN, and really so they can personalize and tailor their healthcare for that woman.
Excellent information tonight on Let's Talk America Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm really enjoying the show. Let's Talk America keeps you in the know.
Hi, my name is Tina Herrero, and I just love listening to Shayna Thornton on Let's Talk America. It's wonderful. Please keep it going, Shayna.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I listen to Let's Talk America. Let's keep it going.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Now, you know, here on the program, we put the spotlight on the issues, topics that concern you. And it is the holiday season. What a festive time for many of us. Now, the holiday party season is here, and that means getting glamorous and showing your own personal style, right? Now, here with some hot holiday glamour tips is celebrity stylist, the one and only Chassie Post. She is, of course, a network TV correspondent and style expert. Welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Ah, thank you so much for having me, and happy almost holidays. Can you believe it? It is upon us, Shayna. I can't believe it.
It's been such a fast year, but many people enjoy this time, but it also can be stressful to a certain degree now, right?
Right.
Because when it comes to fashion, many individuals say, well, I'm going to these holiday events. What do I do? Now, I know the celebrities seem to get the styles right, and I know, of course, you work with a lot of them, but what are some of the top fashion trends that really mundane, everyday, all of our listeners can capture and still look as fabulous?
Well, Shayna, one of my favorite trends that we can all take part in is sort of the metallic or the sparkle trend. I mean, we all need a little bit of sparkle in our lives. And, you know, we've seen everyone from, you know, Beyonce to Kendall Jenner get in on this trend. And it's as easy as, you know, taking an accessory. You can use a bag, you know, with that's metallic and that sparkles. You can, you know, choose a shoe. You can take jewelry and make that sort of the sparkling centerpiece. But especially around the holidays, I mean, who doesn't want to sparkle and shine a bit?
Wow, you're right, and it allows us to really show our inner selves, if you will, so we can shine and be fabulous. But, Chassie, you know, you mentioned Kendall Jenner, you mentioned Beyonce. We can go on and on down the list, but there's someone listening in right now, right, from Charlotte, North Carolina, and saying, I hear you, but I can't break the bank, right? I'm buying for my kids. I have to buy for my partner, my spouse. Can they get the top trend, which I happen to love personally that you mentioned, but still save money and be economical about it?
You absolutely can. And I always say, you know, the most affordable way to get in on a trend is through an accessory. So, you know, you don't need to go head to toe, but, you know, choose maybe an earring or a little statement necklace or, you know, a shoe or a little handbag. And that will sort of bring in the trend, and it will actually sort of enliven your entire wardrobe. You can mix and match it. And, you know, the sparkle trend, I tell you, it never goes out of style.
Well, I love that. Now, everyone loves technology. If they don't, they're going to have to accept it one way or the other because it's 2016. So
tell us,
are there any tech or app sort of components out there that can help us get glamorous?
There really are. And, you know, tech is playing an ever-increasing role in not only fashion but also beauty. And, you know, there is this incredible product. It's called the High Mirror, and it's the world's very first smart beauty mirror.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing. And it kind of acts as your very own at-home beauty and fitness consultant. And how it works is it's got an HD camera, which is, you know, integrated into the mirror. So you'll look in the mirror, and this camera will give you a detailed skincare analysis. So, this is so helpful. You know, it can detect all of your major skin concerns. So it can let you know if you've got red spots or visible pores or fine lines and wrinkles. And then it can help you address them, which is, you know, what I love. It connects to a High Mirror app. And it also does another really cool thing. You know, we're all loving these fitness devices and these fitness trackers. Well, it's got this smart body scale. High Mirror makes a smart body scale that you can pair with the mirror. And so that's going to track all your fitness levels and not just your weight, but, you know, your body fat percentage, your muscle mass, some of these health metrics that we really want to know. So this is such a cool combination of tech and beauty.
You know, Jesse, what I love about that is, of course, it's the beauty, which a lot of people want to present themselves in the best manner, but it's also focusing, if you want, on the fitness part. And I think for the holiday season, right, we go, okay, I'm gonna get back on my track January. But you're saying here is this device that's really promoting us to stay healthy because, in all fairness, we need to be as healthy as possible throughout the entire year.
It is true, and especially we need to just keep that in mind during the holidays when there are lots of holiday parties.
Yes, you're definitely right. So not get off base, but here's something that has both of it. Now, you know, when we're prepping for holiday parties, people can take a little longer getting ready, right, trying to figure out what to do.
Exactly.
What's something you would advise as a celebrity stylist to help us look great but quickly? Because after all, it's not just ourselves, it's the kids, it's the partners, the spouse, it's everybody you've got to get ready for.
You are absolutely right, and I have found this product that is really becoming my new best friend. It's called the Silken Flash and Go Express, and it makes shaving and waxing a thing of the past. And I don't know about you, Shayna, but, I mean, most women have spent a lot of time, a lot of money trying to get rid of unwanted hair, you know, be it shaving, waxing, you know, salon treatments. And what I love so much about the Silken Flash and Go is that it gets rid of hair. It removes hair forever. So who doesn't love that? And it's so easy. It is not a laser. It is totally painless, and it uses HPL, which is home pulse light technology. So this is something that will not only save you time, but it will save you money down the road. It's really a fantastic product.
All right, and before you leave us, is there any favorite holiday item or gift you have on your list?
Absolutely. Now, if you want to give a statement-making gift this season, look no further than the CheetosStore.com. Now, the brand actually introduced for the very first time this holiday season a limited edition of holiday gifts. And, you know, the gifts range from, you know, the Flaming Hot Pant, which is an amazing sort of Cheetos printed athleisure legging. They've got a dangerously silky scarf. They've got the Couleur de Cheetos bronzer. But, you know, and these are gifts that, you know, start at $10. But they've also got just fine jewelry that's worth $40,000. Now, so, you know, you can run the gamut from super luxe to, you know, just super fun. But they've got a great range of gifts on CheetosStore.com.
Wow, it sounds like it's some a great material, and we're always looking for the best deal, the best gift for everything for the holiday season. Jesse, it's such an honor to have you on the show.
Before you leave us, give us one
more time the website where they can go about everything you discussed, and give us your own personal website so we can stay attuned on the latest styles.
Oh, thanks so much. Yes, go to tipsontv.com for more information on everything that we talked about.
Yes. And
then you can also go to chassispost.com. And Shayna, happy, happy holidays. And to all your listeners out there, I wish you a healthy and safe holiday.
Thank you. Same to you, Jassy. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
I'm LaAngela from the Atlanta metro area, and I listen to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
My name is Kayla. I'm 4 years old, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
All right, everyone. What a show on this Tuesday night. Remember, Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton aims to keep you informed. As you can see from tonight's broadcast, we offer timely news, interesting talk, and we love great music here on Let's Talk America Radio. And tonight, I'm excited to announce the world debut of music by the one and only Tremaine Hopkins. The single is titled Great God, Yes You Are. Great God, Yes You Are. Check it out, listen to the tunes, and let us know what you think. Remember to connect with us on Twitter. Our handle there is SS Thornton, SSTHORNTON on Twitter, and we do reshare tweets, so stay with LTA Radio. Remember, if you're interested in sending us any feedback or show suggestions, we love that. Visit our website at ltaradio.com, ltaradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be back on a live broadcast next Tuesday night. All right, news, talk, and music, it matters to you, and that's exactly why Let's Talk America Radio continues to deliver it. The music again of Tremaine Hopkins will close us out. Have a great productive week, everyone. Information matters. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show is an entity of Paget and Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2017. For more information, please visit www.ltaradio.com.
Greatly to be praised, all creation magnify his name.